we are here at the 2017 CUNA GAC with Jill Nowacki.
Hi.
Credit Union League of Connecticut.
Yes.
President CEO, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. How was the show? Before we get into the main topic, how was the show for you?
It feels like it's been going on for about 7 months.
I know.
It's great. It's inspiring. It's exciting. I think that it has been tremendous to hear the consistency and the messaging coming out. It, you know, as a league, our advocacy is our number one job. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of our, you know, our annual hurrah for the year. It's great
exactly.
to be here.
So what's the buzz? What have you been hearing people talk about in the hallways here, and what's been the main topic?
Well, obviously regulatory reform, but specifically I think what's really exciting today were the remarks that Chairman McWaters made, and specifically
really?
Tied to his number one initiative for 2017 being to merge the Corporate Stabilization Fund and the Share Insurance Fund, mm-hmm. which will hopefully result in some rebates getting back to credit unions year. And much better than not an assessment that they were looking at possibly having to levy.
Very cool. So. You know, he and Rick Metzger have just done a really cool job there the last, I don't know, how many months or a year or whatever. It's just been so transparent. See you, Scott. And it's been so transparent, and there's like stuff getting done. It's really, they have these things on the agenda, boom, it's done, next.
Yeah.
So it's been really refreshing.
It has been. And we've been fortunate in Connecticut, and I know my colleagues in other states would say the same thing, that we've had both Mr. Metzger and Mr. McWaters out to Connecticut speaking directly and candidly with credit unions there. And I think, to your point, that level of not just transparency, but accessibility as well has been tremendous.
They're very engaged, for sure.
Yes.
All right, let's get to our main topic.
Okay.
And it's something that you're going to be speaking about later. We're going to be at the same conference speaking on this. Well, you're going to have your own topic. I'm on my own topic. We're not going to be talking about this topic. You are. It's called Pretty Good for a Girl.
Yeah.
And so what's the basis here? Let's hear it.
So it's the remarks are actually going to be based off of an article that I had written for CU Insight a few weeks back that was really highly received. It really resonated a lot with people at that time. And it's the idea that it's, you know, so often women, and I assume or imagine other minorities as well, but I can speak best for being a woman, end up in situations where they, you know, try really hard to fit in or to accommodate. Mm-hmm. And so rather than bringing to the table their unique qualities that add diversity to it, they attempt to accommodate and try to blend in and be something else. Mm-hmm. And then occasionally they get this, this reputation around that, you know, that person has overcome, you know, being female, or they've overcome being a minority in order to do that. When in reality, what we really want to see is people who advance to levels, and it's not considered that they advanced there despite the fact that they were something, but because of that, or because the fact that they add this diversity and unique perspective, it makes the experiences richer. So some of the ideas that tie around to that are, the fact that having diversity around a board table brings in different perspectives. It helps us as credit union leaders better identify with the people we're trying to serve. Mm-hmm. And so some of the issues we see, though, in succession planning and talent development is so often in the case of women, again, they just aren't in the pool of candidates for those top executive positions.
Really?
And so trying to look at some different ways and some different strategies that those can come forward.
Without revealing the entire
speech
and present, what are a couple of strategies that that can be done?
Well, one, actually, I just learned about this new initiative that the World Council of Credit Unions is actually looking at putting forward through the Global Women's Leadership Network.
Yeah.
And in November, they're going to have a forum, and I loved the language that they're using to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing some development of female leaders, and their purpose is to try to deepen the ready now and ready soon pool. And one of the points that I came to realize as I was researching the article that I wrote is that typically, women apply for a job if they feel like they're 100% qualified, and men will apply for a job if they feel like they're 60% qualified.
Okay.
So when you see the job description and it comes out, so what that ends up doing is it creates pools where there are more men in the pool, because the female executives are waiting until they can check every box off the list.
Meanwhile, the guys are like, yeah, I could probably do that.
Well, but the reality is I do some executive recruiting for our credit unions from time to time. And when you're working with a board of directors, they bring together this, you know, the wish list of what they want from a CEO.
Right,
and
right.
certainly that's great. But on paper, it doesn't say really what the it would be nice to have versus the it's absolutely non-negotiable.
Right.
This person must have that.
Yeah.
And when you bring the candidates forward and they, you know, if it's they may be 60% qualified, but if it's the right 60%, that's the candidate the board wants to work with.
Gotcha.
So,
good point.
Good
point. Wow. So what do you want? I mean, what's the end goal with this message here? Do you want to, like, open more doors for women? Do you want to, I mean, obviously that's going to happen.
Right.
What else do you want right. to do, happen with this? Because it's a really, I don't say controversial topic, but it's a hot topic right
it's,
now.
It's a charged topic.
Okay.
There's emotional
yeah.
charge. And the reason for that is because if you're a woman, particularly a woman of my generation, you feel like, you know, equity has been something that's been provided. Like I've been raised in a generation where girls got to do, you know, play sports, and
exactly.
girls got to go to college. And,
yeah.
and
yeah.
so there's that side of it where it's, I don't want to make an issue out of something that's not really an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're a male CEO who's hiring executives, so many will say to me, well, it's not my fault. I only have men on my management team. They're the only ones who apply for the jobs.
Right.
And
right.
and there's some accuracy in that going
yeah.
back to that idea
yeah,
of the,
right.
the 60% versus 100%. The end goal is diversity at the executive level.
Mm-hmm.
It's to see in both boardrooms and around the table in, you know, the National Credit Union Roundtable, the largest, the meeting of the largest credit unions
mm-hmm.
in the country,
mm-hmm.
it's to try to see some different perspectives in there. And it goes back to that idea that when people come to the table with the unique qualities that make them who they are, and they're able to use those diverse frames of reference
mm-hmm.
in developing products or building new services,
mm-hmm.
they're able to reach in an impactful way the members who need those services
mm-hmm.
because not every one of our members looks the same, and so not everyone on our leadership team should.
Got that right.
So.
Got that right. All right, I'm gonna switch gears here a little
All
bit.
Right.
It's the wrap-up question.
Okay.
2017, if you can get your crystal ball out, Jill Nowacki, what do you see for the rest of the year? How's it shaped? Based on what's happened so far, based on what you heard here, how do you see it? I mean, I know it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
But if there's anything that comes to mind, what do you see happening?
I'm optimistic. I think we'll see some of, I think we'll see credit union growth. I think we'll see average consumers continuing to embrace the ideas of credit unions that are out there.
Good.
And I think that we'll see credit unions be able to increasingly and effectively tell the story of what makes us different.
Mm-hmm.
I heard somebody say, it was probably Jim Nussle, so we'll give him credit for
All
it.
Right.
we'll attribute. That if there are two things we learned from this election, and it's that people matter and voices matter. And I think that what we have as credit unions is 103 million people with voices
mm-hmm.
that we can use, and we can activate that and get our message out there better. And I think we're going to see that in 2017.
Right on. Great message to end on. Jill, thank you so
right.
much.
Thank you.
Very
Great
cool.
Great to see you.